ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で26問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Attention. We are sorry to announce flight ASA 110 to Seattle has been cancelled due to extreme weather conditions.All arriving and departing flights in the area have been cancelled until further notice. In order to minimize the inconvenience to our passengers, we have arranged the following options. Passengers will receive a free overnight stay at the airport hotel, breakfast included. Currently, all shuttle bus services to the downtown area have been cancelled. Due to the current unpredictability of the weather conditions in the Seattle area,We are unable to give an exact time for when flights will resume. However, while we assist everyone throughout this process, all passengers are welcome to relax in our lounge and enjoy coffee, tea, and snacks at no extra charge. Please feel free to store your luggage in the airport coin lockers. Thank you for your understanding.
Question 49.What will the airline do for passengers booked on the cancelled flight to Seattle? Listening 2.
Sam, you're not wearing that shirt out to meet your friends, are you?
Sure, why not?
It has a dark stain on the bottom left side. Can't you see it? I hope that isn't from the curry you were eating for lunch today. I told you to be careful of that.
No, I didn't have any of that in the end. I had spaghetti instead. The color of the stain is different, though.
Yeah, it looks like paint or ink or something like that. Maybe a broken pen in your pocket.
Ah, yeah. That happened last week in art class. I thought it was paint that I had spilled at first. But then I noticed some ink was coming from the pocket of my jeans. It must have gotten onto my shirt as well.
Well, leave it here and I'll see if I can wash it out.
Question 50. What caused the stain on the woman's shirt? Listening 3.
Have you decided what classes you'll take this semester?
Almost. I just have one more class to decide, but it's hard to choose. There's so many options.
What are you interested in?
Well, I really want to take this course on art history, but it meets at the same time as one of my required courses. There's another course on international relations. I can't take that until next year, though. Only second-year students and above can register for it.
I'm interested in that one, too. That's why I signed up for the course on global issues.
You got into that one? That's really hard to register for.I was on the waiting list for over a week before I was accepted.
Yeah, that class is so popular. Most people can't take it because the class is full.
I know, right? The other class I'm thinking of is on religious studies. It sounds interesting, but it's in fifth period, which is rather late, and I already have several classes that day. I'm definitely going to take it, but later when I have more free time.
Well, good luck choosing classes. I hope it works out.
Question 51. What course has the woman registered for? Listening 4.
Hey, let's go on a trip for the Golden Week holidays this year.
Okay. What would you like to do?
The weather is usually quite nice then, so let's go hiking in the mountains.
It's often still quite cold in Golden Week, though. I don't think I'd enjoy that.
Okay, how about we go and visit Mayumi and Tomoko in Tokyo? We haven't seen them since last Golden Week.
I think Mayumi's moved to Sapporo.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten. And Sapporo might be a bit far.
Yeah. You know, one thing I'd like to do is go to Kyoto and just wander around and look at the temples there. We haven't done that for a few years now.
That sounds fun. I wonder if it'll be very crowded, though.
Maybe not too much. It's after the cherry blossom season.
That's true. And if we contact that little hotel we stayed in before, we should still be able to get a nice room.
Yeah. Or we could just stay home and relax. It's going to be a pretty busy year for both of us.
We could do that. But wouldn't it be nice to have a little trip to look forward to?
You know, you're right. Okay, let's call them now.
Question 52. What did the man and the woman decide to do for Golden Week this year? Listening 5.
Have you finished packing for the study trip to France?
Yeah, kind of. My suitcase weighs too much, so I'll have to leave some things behind. What about you?
Just about. I had a hard time choosing a gift for my host family. I bought some wooden bowls. They don't weigh much, and I think my host parents would really like them. But they take up too much space.
Yeah, that's why I packed some origami paper.
I almost did something similar and looked for some letter sets. It was too hard finding something I liked, though. Origami is a great idea. I wish I had thought of that. It would easily fit in my backpack.
And think about how much fun you'll have teaching your host family how to make a paper crane.
I might still do that, but I ended up getting some Japanese tea. It comes in a cute tin box with pictures of cherry blossoms on it, and it fits in my suitcase, unlike the bowls.
Question 53. What is the woman going to give her host family? Listening 6.
Hello, South Mountain Travel Company. May I help you?
Good morning. I have an interview scheduled for 11 o'clock with the managing director, Christine Wilson, this morning at your company headquarters. My name is Jacqueline Smythe. Your offices are located on the top four floors of the Royal Building downtown, right?
Yes, that's right. The 23rd to 26th floors.
Okay. Well, the email inviting me to the interview doesn't say exactly where it will be held. At what floor should I get off the elevator?
Oh, sorry about that. Miss Wilson's office is on the top floor of the building. But a little before you meet with her, could you please first come to our reception office on the 23rd floor?
Okay, fine.
Her personal assistant will come to meet you and then take you to your interview in her office. Following your interview, we would appreciate it if you could drop by our personnel office on the 24th floor for a few minutes to fill out some forms.
Certainly. Thank you for your help. I'll see you later this morning.
Question 54. On what floor will the interview take place?
パート B リスニング7から8では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C または A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7 には問題が6つ、リスニング8には問題が3つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Welcome to Knowing Me, Knowing You. Today, my guest is Christian Yano, the head chef at Zen, one of the top restaurants in the city of Dubai in the Middle East. Thank you for coming on the program, Christian.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sophie.
What is your first memory of food? Are there any particular dishes or stories behind them that influenced you in some way?
Food is something that has been important to me since I was a child. As a son of hard-working parents, I took on the responsibility of cooking for my family every day without being asked. So I spent a lot of time in the kitchen from an early age. Through cooking for my family, I found pleasure preparing meals using fresh ingredients from our garden. Today, I have precious and unforgettable memories of my grandfather cooking steaks at the barbecue for family gatherings. They were wonderful celebrations.
What did home cooking mean to you when you were growing up?
I always enjoyed eating and learning how to cook while growing up. It wasn't until I moved out and lived on my own did I realize just how good the food was at home.
How did you get into cooking? What inspired you?
I found cooking as interesting as it was enjoyable. As a kid, I liked to observe and learn new techniques from my mother in the kitchen. I still have that curiosity today. When my mother was busy, I would watch cooking programs and try to copy all the dishes. My grandparents left Japan with nothing. Their courage, as they made the long journey to Argentina by boat, has always been a source of inspiration and strength to me.
You come from two different cultures. How have these cultures influenced you as a person in your career?
Growing up with the fusion between two very different and distinct worlds, I was inspired by the blending of the two cultures and the Argentine-Japanese dishes that were created as a result. My grandparents established a farming business upon arrival in South America and became part of a growing Japanese community in Argentina. Keen for my brother and I to learn more about Japan, our grandparents sent us to school in Okinawa each summer.
How important was it for you to learn about your Japanese background, growing up as a second-generation Argentinian?
I consider myself a proud Argentinian, but I have kept close to my Japanese roots. My family is from Okinawa, where people are known for their gentle character and their relaxed way of life. That's one of the reasons why Okinawans have a long life. I believe I carry the spirit of calm into my cooking and into my kitchen. I'm also grateful that my mother sent me to a Japanese school and even took me to Japan to learn the language and culture.
Tell us about some of your career highlights.
My cooking career really started in 2004 when I was 17 years old. That's when I decided to study food preparation at the Asai Institute. After that, I worked at Dashi, one of the best Japanese sushi restaurants in Buenos Aires, and then joined the famous Peruvian Japanese restaurant called Wasabi. I wanted to challenge myself further and moved to Los Angeles and enrolled in the Sushi Chef Institute to learn more about the art of sushi. I've also gained tremendous experience by working in Paris and the French Alps.
Tell us about your most recent work in Dubai.
My cooking journey brought me to Dubai and started off in 2018, where I joined the well-established Redstone restaurant as the head chef. I was asked to develop a menu combining Japanese and Latin American dishes. In 2019, I moved to a new restaurant in Dubai called Zen, where I also became head chef. The concept was exciting to me as it revolved around creating an exceptional experience that was dear to my heart and true to my cooking background, through an exotic blend of Argentinian and Japanese flavors.
Thank you for sharing your remarkable journey to Dubai.
Listening 8.
Good afternoon, sir. How can I help you?
I'm interested in buying the Aria, your new electric car. I was here in February to talk about it with one of your sales representatives.
Certainly, sir. Please take a seat. Here's the brochure which shows all the models.
Thank you. I've been researching about the car online, and I already know which model I want, along with the specifications. The model I want is the Aria 550 Sport. I believe it's going to be released on April 1st.
Yes, that's right. It will be released next month. Let me bring up the model on the screen here. The Aria 550 Sport comes with many features, which are included in the basic price, such as assisted driving and parking, and an electronic mirror. If you want a panoramic roof, you will have to pay extra, but the GPS navigation system is already included in the cost of the car.
Yes, that's the one I want. I don't need a panoramic roof. I've already decided on the color, white. I'm not too sure about the color for the interior, though. Also, I definitely don't want leather seats.
We have a vegan option with artificial leather seats.
Do you have them in brown?
Yes, we do. Other options are black, white, and red.
Are the black ones any cheaper? If not, I think I'll stick with the brown.
I'm afraid not, sir. But the red and white ones actually have a discount now.
That's a bit of good news. But no, I think I'll go with my first idea. If I order today, can you tell me when I'd be able to collect it?
Let me see. There's quite a long waiting list already. If you order today, I expect it will arrive here at the showroom on July 15th.
July 15th. That's another 4 months from now. I guess I'll have to wait, but I definitely want this car.
Let me see if we can get it any sooner for you.
パート C リスニング9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A true を正しくなければ B false を選びなさい。なおリスニング9には問題が6つ、リスニング10には問題が5つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear a news report about the reopening of Haruta Castle. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 9 will now begin.
Haruta City is pleased to announce the reopening of Haruta Castle. The castle was closed to the public in 2014 for renovation and renewal, although the main gardens remained open to a limited number of visitors. However, with the reopening, anyone can see the whole castle and grounds. Haruta Castle is a small, but locally important place. It was first built in 1570 by Kenshin Kunisawa, the local lord, whose family then lived there for more than 3 centuries. It was destroyed in 1878 in a fire caused by lightning, but in the years that followed, many local citizens collected money to build it again. The reconstruction was finished in 1910, and it instantly became a popular place for cherry blossom parties. Over time, the castle needed further repairs, and the local government was also worried about earthquake safety. On the castle's second floor is a new museum devoted to the history of Haruta City, showing the changes the city has gone through. The top floor offers a wonderful view of the surrounding area. The castle reopens on June 5th, and until August 31st, Haruta City residents can get in for free. The entrance fee for tourists is 300 yen for children and 500 yen for adults. Haruta City hopes everyone can come and enjoy the beauty and history of Haruta Castle.
Listening 10. You will hear a man called Jay talking to a woman called Daisy about their restaurant. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B. Listening 10 will now begin.
Hello, Chef. I'm thinking about changing the menu in a restaurant. It's getting warmer, so I'd like to bring in some lighter dishes.
Okay, what do you have in mind?
Some salads would be good, but we have to make them interesting if we offer them as main dishes. I want to add some meat or fish. I'll make one salad with chicken and bacon, another one with crispy fried fish. I plan to make another one with no animal products at all, for vegetarians. Maybe with beans or tofu. We could serve the salads with really good bread.
There's an excellent bakery in town. I'll call them this afternoon and see if they want to collaborate.
Great idea.
Speaking of salads, a lot of people are cutting back on meat in their diets these days. Can we add any other vegetarian dishes?
I'm thinking about a bean burger. Instead of using meat in the burger, I use soybeans. It tastes very dry at the moment, though, so I need to keep working with the recipe. It's not ready to sell in the restaurant yet.
Okay, and I think in hot weather, people really enjoy eating something spicy, too. I remember you used to make a really delicious cold noodle dish. We could put that back on the menu.
Yes, that was popular, and I suppose we should look at the dessert menu.
Yes, I don't think people want a hot apple pie when it's 30 degrees outside. Let me check what fruits are in season, and we can design desserts based on availability.
This is the end of the listening test.